Hello, thank you for being with us here on the New Life Educational Series with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Rev Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum. Hello. We want to, and I imagine you also want to, learn how to be happier, how to take our life to a better place, a happier place. And therefore, we're speaking with Lightman about happiness. And each time we're taking our discussion to one of the important aspects in this realm of happiness to break apart this big subject to little parts that we'll be able to grasp, that we'll be able to understand, to feel, and mainly to take our lives to a new place. Our focus in the discussion today about happiness is happiness and security. Be with us. There'll be a lot to take to your life. Tal, take us into the discussion. When I asked people what happiness is for them, it's interesting that I heard a very similar answer from most people. Most people say happiness for them is a feeling that they're loved, that they're accepted, and that they're secure in the environment that they're in. One of the most important things in life is that there's a feeling of security, calmness, that everything's okay, and that that feeling comes from the environment. It's very important that it comes from the environment, that we'll be able to feel safe with who we are in our environment. Self-confidence, economic confidence, social confidence, even national confidence, national security, but the feeling that everything is okay, that I'll be okay in the future. Why is it such a central aspect for our happiness, security? Security is a feeling about the future. That I imagine to myself a future in a positive manner. So I have what to live for. People are committing suicide because they see nothing in front of them. They see darkness and the opposite. Even if they're not so great right now, they see a light at the end of the tunnel. There's already what to live for. And even more so, that light lights up in the darkness of today. So meaning the future defines everything. And it's important for me even more so than today, than my present. And therefore, I need to research who my future is dependent on, what it's dependent on, how I can influence my future, how I can build it. And in accordance with that, I'll really feel happiness. Because happiness, also monetary happiness, it's the same word in Hebrew, it's just a promise. That if you need, you'll have. So here we see that happiness and happiness, both of them actually connect. That it's security. Economic security, or that with money I buy all kinds of other types of security. In other words, the future. How I build my future. That it will be secure what I'll build, and it'll be good. That it's worth it for me to pass the moment, even if it's unpleasant. Maybe my situation isn't pleasant, but it already appears to me to be good. It already appears sweet. I'm getting a sweet feeling. It's lighting up, it's illuminating with some special light from ahead. And then I don't feel the hardship of now. People go in the morning to work. They take upon themselves all kinds of obligations. They really have all kinds of... They take on hard tasks. We go to study for a long time and difficult studies because we see it's worth it for us. We see it's the future, our security. And therefore, let's see what our security is dependent on. I'm in society. In human society. I'm not talking about nature, the environment. That influences me less. What influences me the most are people. And then, if I can build with them, along with them, a good connection in such a way that we look after one another like a family or as friends, good society. And then I invest in them today, and I'm positive that they will invest in me tomorrow if I will need it. It's like I'm buying an insurance policy. And in this manner, we feel secure. This is what we do also. I pay in Kupat Cholim. I get all kinds of services from the municipality, local municipality. I buy plans at the bank, all kinds of pensions. It all has to do with security. But the main security, all those things can blow up in a second, in one day. We know that. We know how it's not for sure, but for sure a person will always have his family environment, the people close to him, even not just his family, but relatives, suddenly an aunt, an uncle, brothers, sisters, people that know you more, less. Suddenly we begin to feel importance in them, support, even slightly. It's a matter of why people connected afterward to cities and countries because they felt a need for security. To the extent that they developed more, that we're not talking about food, what grows here, and a few sheep or cows or what he has next to him. But rather, when things developed, he felt that a bigger private business would bring him a stronger need for security than before. Then he needs to make the correct ties with his neighbors, and not just with neighbors, also with experts and doctors and metal workers and etc. And this is how we began to build human society, which actually the purpose of society is to give us security, nothing else. What do I need all those people for? To supply me with what I need tomorrow, even at a moment of weakness, but on the condition that I will also serve them. I'll serve them the moment they'll need me. But because we're lazy, and we don't really want to invest in the other, and we don't want to hear that somebody else needs us. So we made all kinds of organizations. And then the social system developed. And this is how we live. Until those social systems, we see that it's really crippled. You can say, like in Scandinavia, it's still they're known for building themselves, apparently, a good support system. But in most countries, it's limping along. It's become something, a business, not for the good of a person, not for the good of a failing person, a weak, sick person, and someone who really needs. Someone who's really needy, but for a long time it's been serving the egos for those people who are close to the plate, and they just see it as a passing cow for them. And so what's left, I'm left without a family. Half of society are lonely, are alone. So if something bad happens to us, we have relatives, we have our parents. Maybe we can go to them for help. But at the end of the day, a person is alone. Today we move from place to place. A person reaches a lack of confidence, even though we've developed everything. You have all the systems. But if you're sick, don't worry. But we know that it's all, if you don't look after yourself, And even people in your own home. Today we see how much this connection is more like a business connection than emotional connection. This is what I hear from many people. And here we reach a great deficiency to build for ourselves a new society. What exists, exists. But inside the society, God forbid, we're not going to do revolutions and cancel what there is. But we're going to add a security network that a person will feel in his regular life, what he does, doesn't matter what, that there'll be some warm, good addition that gives him joy, that gives him light for tomorrow, for the future, warmth that will warm them inside. Like I was as a child next to my mother and father. Next to them, I felt I could go wild and not think about anything. They're preserving me. They're looking after me. This feeling, I remember that feeling. Even though it was 60-something years ago. But I remember it's a very, very special feeling. The world is open to you, anything you want. They take upon themselves all the damage. They take upon themselves everything that will come out of it. You don't need to think about anything, just enjoy. This feeling is what we need to give a person. Under what conditions can we reach a situation that I receive from my environment, because it has to be the environment, like mother and father, this atmosphere. How do I receive from the environment such a feeling? Feeling of warmth, security, and there's no problem. Close your eyes. Fall into our hands. Today, tomorrow, you're promised. That you'll never be harmed. Here's where we reach a structure that I have to build, establish as a person who needs it. In other words, a person needs an environment like this to build this mother and father. Apparently, the spiritual mother and father, the systematic, in this network that I build around me, I can even call it mother and father because it's really a feeling of like mother and father. To what extent? I need it. In other words, I need to find people who, according to what I see, they're also lacking security for all kinds of reasons. It doesn't matter what. It could be health, education, relations, economy, housing. Fears of all kinds of things. We have all kinds of fears, hundreds of fears regarding people. And all this brings a lack of security. A lack of security, a lack of filling for tomorrow. And these people have to receive some kind of wisdom, how to build a network of security. And by our awakening in them, a need for it. We're explaining to them that this is how negative this is and how negative it is what's happening to us today, that we're not aware that all kinds of phenomena from our relations and health and nerves, nervous systems and stress, they're all as a result of lack of security, that I'm not aware of it. I need to be aware of it. And then we need to describe to them another picture opposite that. How we need to paint another picture, how we'll live in security like children, and why we can't do that now. I need to replace my mother and father that are good in this small framework where I'm the child, annulling myself to them, and therefore they can give me a feeling of security. Now I need to build for myself. To the extent that I grow all the time, I need to build a greater environment of mother and father, let's put it like that, and annul myself to them. And they'll give me a feeling of security to carry out some conditions that I'll be called the small one to them towards such an environment, towards such a network. So we can do that. There's no problem. We need to take people that understand how to build such a network and give security to everyone. This is from their side, from the side of the people organizing the network, and from the side of the people inside the network, usually regular people, they need to accept on themselves conditions, how they annul themselves toward the network, toward such a society, to be in it as little children, not that they suddenly go back to being senile or lower themselves in their mind or feelings, but you need to accept them as children, taking the lead from the elders. And then by annulling yourself towards such a society, towards a certain conditions that you have to carry out, you'll get a feeling, a complete feeling of security for tomorrow and for the future in general, in such a way that you feel right next to mommy and daddy, to such an extent that you'll be able to receive. I don't even know if you can describe it to the regular person. It's like you're in your mother's tummy. Society can copy itself to such an extent to make itself gentler, to take all the problems off of you on condition that you participate in it more and more. But it can fill all your problems, including food, sex, and intelligence, everything. In such a society, you can be calm from everything. They wanted to do this in a few societies and communes and communism and some kibbutzes, some settlements, but we also have to see to what extent, because the whole secret of these things, of these societies that would pull people toward them, is security. First of all, security, apart from idealists. I think many people today, it's hard for them to rely on others. It's hard for them to give them the power in a gradual manner, but there's very deep things here that we can teach, explain, but at the end of the day, we need to understand that if people used to be attracted to such societies, they left them for the period of the development of humanity, the Industrial Revolution, and especially in the 20th century, there was the ability to develop, to be free, to be not dependent on anyone. I have business, and today we see that we're slaves, that we're failing, that we have no future, and all these things are beginning to go down more and more each day. The thriving place where they were, and I need more security. So again, These societies can attract people, but I'm not talking about them at all. I'm talking about an addition for our society, how it only brings a feeling of security. Not that we're replacing, not that we're changing society into something, into some kind of new kibbutz. Why from the start is our world so full of fear, our lives? There's so many different types of fears. Is it possible that there's a purpose for this fear? Maybe it's not a bad thing. Fear is not a bad thing because it pushes us to develop. If I wouldn't be afraid, I wouldn't develop. If I develop only from a good feeling, then I'd only develop like a few idealistic people that develop. I heard a few weeks ago, I think, they wanted to sell some special picture that Modigliani drew for $100 million. And he himself, his entire life, I don't think he ever held more than $5 or $10 in his hand. He used to live in poverty, terrible poverty. He was always hungry and sick, and so what do I want to say? Those kind of people, there's only a few that develop out of vision, out of attraction forward. They don't care about anything. But the rest of the people develop only out of a need, not being drawn from ahead, from some light, from culture, or technological development, scientists, but rather from precisely security for tomorrow. That's what they're developing for. Where am I going? What profession will I take? What's worth it for me? What's worth it? What will give me more security for tomorrow? Therefore, we shouldn't think about those special people that in each and every profession, science, culture, education, that they're on fire, that they have some star pulling them from ahead, but rather regular people. It's just security. So my question is, should we get rid of the fear, the feeling of security? Does it mean getting rid of fear, or is there something that serves the fear? The fear will always serve the security, will always push us forward to strengthen our security network and build it in a manner, in a better and better manner, to such an extent that I, like I already said, I'll build a network that it will be for me like my mother's tummy, to such an extent, like the womb. That doesn't cancel the person and all his business and all the things he does in life, no. But rather, I'm talking about how he relates to the environment, that he goes along with the environment to such an extent, like in his mother's womb, as if he's in his mother's womb. I'm trying to understand a person's private individual feeling in our society today. One of the things that we see, that in many situations we feel a lack of, we feel that life is controlling us and not the opposite. We're coming to a cul-de-sac, a dead end. We're not managing to manage reality. We have a lack of security from that. There's a theory in psychology that's called lack of abilities that's learned, that a person learns from all kinds of situations that he can't deal with, to be in a state of he starts to lose himself, and we see it brings depression. So how can we live with this feeling of lack of control, of helplessness? That's why people come together. Look what's happening today. Cities of 20 million citizens and big countries and connections and international networks. It's all for us to strengthen ourselves. But is the control that comes from something outside of me, or is there something I can do? I can't. I can only get a pill, get drunk, take drugs to feel secure or to not feel helpless. Or I go to some society and get some kind of training or coaching. But usually it doesn't help. We see that mostly over time it doesn't work. Somehow, also there usually we do that through society. When I come to such societies, my individual psychologist doesn't help anymore. I go to places where there's a lot of people, and then they sort of hypnotize me, and they work on me in such a way that I'll get some new impression from them, and then it helps me for a while. But after a while, it's erased because still in my everyday, I don't feel a sense of security. I don't feel this environment. In those trainings, I would have the same people around me, then, of course, I'd be able to deal with the lack of security. Because really, this feeling that we always need to be in control, we're always trying to understand what the environment wants. No, we don't need to. It's impossible. It causes so many negative things. It's health, it's stress, it's breakouts, until people are jumping out of buildings. It's not good. They're ending their lives to be in stress all the time, thinking about how I complete myself. A person today is incapable of that. We live in fear. What's going to happen? Television, radio, what they'll say about me personally, and what will happen to the whole world. And from year to year, so much research is gathered about lack of security, about lack of certainty. That we're already, I know, according to the statistics, we see that from day to day, from year to year, the number of people demanding antidepressants. Why do they allow people to use light drugs and all kinds of cigarettes and stuff? Because they hope it will help calm them down. So how do we truly, from this lack of certainty, lack of control that's increasing, we can reach a place where we even rely on life, I'd say, because life itself feels very uncertain, even from the moment you're born. Over our lives, I can't understand. How can we give faith to this process that we're going through in life so we won't have a feeling of fear and stress about what's going to happen every moment? No, because what's going to happen every moment and moment it depends on the people around me, either in a small circle or bigger circles. But usually it all comes through the small circle that I'm in. Small can be the street, the city, the neighborhood, the country, a few countries, the world. But at the end of the day, it's not some cosmos, something that's coming out of nowhere. But altogether, it's human society. And then in accordance with that, we need to be concerned. But in the meantime, it's enough for me. It's enough to live well in our little city. It could be like New York or some small country. It depends how I get this feeling. But apart from the feeling, it's very important that truly that I won't be like a drug addict, that I'm hypnotized and they get me this feeling, that it will truly be like this, that truly we'll be able to build such an environment that I won't only get an impression from them. Don't worry, everything will be fine, and I take it upon myself that, like, society is saying that, but that we'll truly organize systems Help for the needy, help for the women, against bullying in the street, in the family, between kids and school, to the extent that we can truly build a society and not just give an illusion as if we're spraying some kind of spraying some gas that calms them down. It's not an illusion, but that it will really happen. So here we need to work on it. I think that humanity needs to know that this feeling of security, of the good future, it's in her hands. And in accordance with that, she needs to begin building this security belt. So I, as a private person, I want to have a feeling of control or security in my life. I need to find the environment where I'll feel secure. You need to build, not to find. You can't find it. You have to build along with others, that everyone will be active. Nobody builds it for someone else, but rather we build it for ourselves. How many people do I need for that? The more the merrier, of course, but at least we should be talking about a few dozen people that will do what? Let's first of all do some research. What types of lack of security do they feel? Here, Tal will tell you. What kind of lack of security? There's lack of economic security, self-security, what people think of me, society. We'll get into that soon. That's a very big subject. We have, hang on, I wrote it down here. We have all kinds of physical lack of confidence. We need to do it in the city, let's say, the framework of the city, that we take citizens, divide them into areas to start working with them, to start digesting things. And for that, we need to prepare many teachers, instructors, that we start treating this population. And then, first of all, we begin to organize out of them, like the civil patrols. But after we teach them what it means to connect between us and how through the connection between us we can ease up all our problems, make all our life easier, how we actually, and then we'll teach them how to actually implement it. So we need people that will go out to patrol at night, that will start watching families where there's violence, that they'll start looking after the younger generation, where there's things happening that we cannot agree to, heavy drugs and violence between them, quietly, some kind of accounts between them. We need to build safe places for them to hang out. We need to open sport groups. Sport can attract many young people, you boys, girls. It can be ballet, it can be dancing, special dancing. It can be photography, running, sculpting, but to give them maximum occupation. The same for the golden years. We need to look after them. We need to come there and organize all kinds of things and competitions, chess competitions, and all kinds of events and movies and dancing and anything that's possible, and to ease up on the women in the household, open all kinds of courses, help with the home economy, to know how to organize everything with what you have in your pocket. We need to develop here many, many systems which will all participate. In other words, there cannot be someone in this society not participating. There can even be a big chart, 100,000 citizens, what each one is dealing with. Today, in a computer, it's not difficult. Everyone has to participate according to his profession. You can be in social work, and he can teach something. He can teach kids with their studies. And she's good at sports, and she's good at dancing, sewing, etc., etc. Meaning we need to, first of all, give enough for people to be in touch, to be occupied, to get out of their home if they have time, or at least on vacation days. We need to push them more to meals, common meals. Even in the yard, it used to be very important. Today there's no such thing. There's no such thing today. Once upon a time, they used to build a house, and inside the house, there was a yard. It was from the days of the castle, when there was like a... There was a castle and an entryway. The fortresses. You see in Europe, not private homes, even homes for 200, 300 families, they used to build it in such a way that there's an entrance into a yard, and then a big format like that into a courtyard. And then each house was some atmosphere in itself. And here we also need to see there's no place for kids to connect and grow. There's a park here and there, but we need to think about it, how we do it. I've been to many societies and environments in my life, and even if we did things together in school or university, I didn't really feel a sense of security even when we were together. How do you get to a feeling of this emotional security like mother and father? You have to work on it. I'm not just talking. I really told you about activities that we can develop, but that's as a result of a society that we build. And the main thing in society is that we learn in it how we can think together, how we can be connected together. Together means we don't cancel each other, that each one remains in what he is. There's no rape. I don't dictate anything to you about how you think or see, but rather in a very realistic way, we understand that we have to be connected well to one another, despite that we're very far from each other. And there's something that we're building, despite that, above us. Because in all societies that they wanted to make, the capitalistic, communistic, doesn't matter, they wanted to make of each of us like a copy, that you'll be like everyone. It's still like that till today, but we're not. We're saying to a person, you're free in everything, just one thing. You have to be positive toward the society, vital. You have to be connected to everyone and to think how you belong to everyone. And then enjoy everything we have here. But apart from that, you have no problems. Just to be concerned that in all your activities, you're causing a good connection between us. And then we do seminars once, twice a week. We're always warming up the atmosphere about the mutual connection. And then the feeling of this mutual connection is what brings the security. Because what psychologists say is that along with the families coming apart and society and depression, there's this over-emotionalness about security. People are really concerned with how they look. They've become very sensitive about what people think about them. It's all from a lack of the correct connection between us. So what is this self-confidence? Why is it so important for me to have self-confidence? It's the foundation of life. The moment I lose it, I want to lose life. It's the foundation of life. The eye, there's nothing else for a person because we're a desire to receive. Desire that feels the eye. And if they cancel me completely, then I'm ready to this corporal life. I as a living creature, a physiological body, it doesn't matter compared to the person in me because it's at a superior level, inanimate, vegetative. So if they get rid of that part, then I'm ready to. So how do I increase my self-confidence? Some people have, some people don't have. Let's say I don't have it. How do I increase it? You say it's the foundation of life. I think lots of men look for it because women want men with self-confidence. Let's say she has self-confidence you have, I don't have. In what don't you have? Self-confidence in myself. Depends in what? You have. Each person has something that's still living in him. Otherwise, you'd cancel yourself. Each person still exists somehow. Yes? Relies on society, relies on something, his own powers on something, and develops his uniqueness that maybe society may need him so he won't get lost. I didn't understand the last sentence. Let's say you're physically weak. So then you look after, you make sure to be strong in your mind, because so that when they need that from you, then you'll have a place in society, and then that's how you'll buy your security. Okay. Some people are the opposite. They have physical power, but they don't have enough brains. So they rely on others with their brains, and they're willing to add their own powers, etc. Some people go to work in the police because they need, and it's really audacious of them, move out of here. And some people need people like you, that they work in a smart manner. There's like this and like that. So each of us, when we reach today, wait, before today, let's take these two types. One is strong in his brain, and one is strong in everyone strengthens something that's strong in him, and he strengthens it to make sure that he has more security. So let's take two people from the same niche. Let's say you're both strong with power. Whenever I take two people, I'll see you have more security, and she has less self-security and her self-abilities. So it doesn't matter. I'll take two smart people. One will have more security, and one will have less. You said the security, the me of a person, the security is the foundation of life. Therefore, it's the most important thing. I'm asking, in any given situation, where my level of security, whether it depends on my power or my brain, say it's not too high and it's disturbing me, how do I lift it up, my self-confidence? How can I strengthen my self-confidence? If I don't have self-confidence, how can I acquire self-confidence? You're weak? You're saying physically? If you're physically weak, then you can buy security. How? You know, it says, you know what a Colt is? The gun, yes. It says that the Creator made different people and Colt made them equal. You buy a gun, and then you have the same power like we do. That's it. It's very simple. No, no, it's not simple at all. You're adding power with the gun. Where does the gun come from? People wanted to be stronger compared to something strong in front of them. Okay. So today we've reached a situation. I'm looking a little bit higher. Today we've reached a situation where our world is beginning to see that that doesn't add security, ammunition, power, brains, nothing. Correct. That's exactly the problem. That's what I'm saying. I might have brains and money, but I don't have self-confidence. It's on purpose like this. We're reaching a descent. We're reaching a crisis where we'll understand that security can only come from society. From the consolidated society, like to have like a mother and father around us. We'll take it like something superior above us, mother and father. That, like a child, I was beneath him. Because I was like a child, I need to be like a child towards the society, and I need to organize society. I don't have a mother and father. I don't have two big monsters looking after me. I need to organize it, and this environment has to take upon itself. And it's made up of us, yes? We build this society, and each of us adds to this society, to the system, everything they need for it to be truly mother and father. And how are we dependent on them and everything? How do we build it? By everyone adding something of their own. It's not enough for me to pay taxes. You said before that everyone has to contribute. To go out of the house, maybe you don't have time, maybe go on the weekend or on your day off. Why is it important for me to come physically? Well, you said a good word, participate. You said it's the foundation. You can't buy it with money. Let's say you have money, you'll say, you guys want me to do this and this and this for the sake of society, so they'll be like our mother and father, the big society looking after everything. I'm willing to pay, like I pay for Social Security. I'm already paying. That's what I'm saying. I'm paying you as well. Give me a feeling of security. You can't buy it with money. Why? Because you have to invest yourself in it. You have to be connected with your soul to people. What do you have to invest exactly? Efforts. Efforts meaning despite that I'm rejecting and I don't want it, I go and invest myself in building a connection with them. What will this connection give me? Security. Security is a very abstract thing. It's a result of something. It will be as a result of a connection with them. But security is not something abstract. It's very abstract. You can't buy it with anything. You either have it or you don't. You said that in previous societies, a person was afraid he would die, so they established medical insurance. Today, I go to Medicare if I need something. There are all kinds of types of social systems, other social systems, that are supposed to give me security. At the end of the day, you said we've reached an absurd situation where I have all these systems and the taxes are feeding all these systems. They just do it all to get more taxes from you. But I'm just looking from my side. I have all these systems around me. I have them. Now, they didn't used to have, now we have them. I pay my taxes. I'm feeding all the systems. I'm supposed to feel secure, but I actually don't feel secure. Each year, I feel less and less secure in every aspect of my life. Great. That's the situation that everyone today can identify with. As a father with four kids, I don't have security in any way. Now, I'll tell you a secret. It won't help. You can keep paying taxes 2-3 times. Not that we're against taxes, but it won't give you security. But where will you get security from? Only if you give of yourself to the society you live in, participate in some way in acts. Apart from taxes, you need to create some additional interactive social, and this will be built by everyone somehow participating and creating a mutual connection between the friends of that community. Did I understand the technology? So now I'm asking, if we do that, let's say I somehow participate, you participate, and Tal participates. Let's say we're in the same community. You said it can be a few dozen or it can be the whole country. Let's just look. What will it give me? Let's say I understood the rationale. The participation is just technical, like everyone bringing their money. When I said participation, I meant that you build a connection between them, not a professional connection that you bring your ability to be there, an accountant like you are, and she's a social worker, etc. And he's a doctor, and he's an engineer, and a plumber. No. So what? We are building a connection between us, a society, a network, that this network covers all of us in good relations by us being needing one another in a social connection, that we are above all the gaps, above all the problems, begin to raise above us simple single awareness that the connection between us as people, as humans, without any connection to our professions, I don't know what you do, and without any connection to with who, what, together we sit down at the round table, I don't know anyone and I don't care. I don't want to know how you are according to your body or the person in you. You can be a communist and a Nazi, and she can be a leftist, and he's right. It doesn't matter. We are above all the differences, all the gaps, everything happening in the neighborhood, let's say, or the street. We connect together above all the gaps, above all the games, about all our games in our regular life. Why? Because we understand that each one needs the other. We don't want to destroy one another. We understand that in modern life, everyone has a place. And above all this democracy, where they say everyone has a place, what do you want, a different type of government? Just democracy like this, you see where it's bringing us. We're building above this democracy that we're so fed up with it already today. We're building above it connection. That's what the regime today is missing. Europe, what they wanted to do. America, what they're trying to find themselves, to build a network above all the gaps between everyone, and everyone has a place there. I don't force anyone in any way. There's no repression. There's just repression in one way. And it's our ego that's destroying all of us, only in one thing. We need one another. Look how liberal compromise. Look at the compromise I'm talking about. I'm the most democratic person. But there's an addition to this democracy. Where's the connection between us? Democracy says we need to agree that we have all these different people. It doesn't give me security. At the end of the day, everyone disregards the other and is light years away from the other person. So I'm saying, along with our the way we look from nature, the way we came from nature, different from one another, we need to be connected to one another. Why? Because if you ask me, you're saying a lack of confidence brings you to that. I'm saying not exactly. I'm bringing you scientific evidence that we have to be matching to nature, because nature is one and round and connected in every way. We need to also be integrated in that system in such a way, despite that we're opposite and different, just like everything in nature. And then in this manner, we will build security between us. And everyone has an ability to reach what he wants. And no one will cancel the other. I have a question that it's really important to me to ask. Sometimes our greatest enemy to our self-security is me, myself. We each have something inside this inner parent, this inner critic. Dear lady, you can't stop these things. Many people come with all kinds of complaints. Why do I think this? And it comes to me at night and in the day, and it grabs me at all kinds of moments when I'm not ready for it. You want to be strong and be self-confident on your own. Yes, that's what we all want. No. It just won't happen. Nature develops us to a situation where we'll have to be the organized like nature. That's called the integral connection. That we'll all be connected to one another, we'll all complete one another, even though we're all different, but we're in connection above the gaps. How will it help me to be happier and accept myself as I am and not judge myself? Because the entire society will be on your side. They're not looking at you. Why is she like that? Why is she like that? By you making yourself belonging to that society, the society looks at you like a mother and father. Despite it being like this and like this and like this, it's her daughter. What can we do? We have to look after her and love her. Do you understand? But I don't want anyone to be my mother and father. I'm not missing a mother and father. You're missing security. I'm missing security. That feeling is called mother and father. They'll tell me what to do. I belong to them. You said you have to belong. I don't want to belong to anyone. It's enough. I finished the army. I still have nightmares. So go to your life and leave everyone. Tear up the streets, tear up the world, the country. I belong to the army. I still have reserve duty. I sometimes have dreams. I remember. I have two nightmares that come to me. Sometimes I'm before my matriculation, and sometimes I'm still in the army. Belonging to something brings me back to some box where I have someone in charge of the box. I don't want to belong to anyone. I don't want to belong to anyone. So go to the desert and live there. Why in the desert? I can live on the 19th floor of a fancy building. So go live there. Like today, all those, that's how I live today. My wife lives on the 19th floor in a big building. Does she want to? She barely says hello to people. No, I'm saying in general. The building, there's very fancy people, high tech, lawyers. Is anybody missing a mother and father? Do they want to belong to anyone? At different levels, everyone has lack of confidence in all those floors. Allow me, please. If you feel a lack of confidence, then you need to see the situation in nature. In nature, how nature organized us, a situation that comes some feeling in life where you felt secure. And therefore, I'm going back to mother and father and child. That he's sure he gets up in the morning, he sees the sunshine, the yard, the friends, jumps outside. Where's mother, father? No, now I'm with friends. Everything's wonderful. Everything's great. He's above time, space, above problems. Why? In his subconscious, nature is giving him security in his subconscious that he has a mother and father, and they'll look after everything. He comes home. Mommy, where's this? Where's that? My food. Why? Because mother and father are there. But he's a child. He's connected to them. He's dependent on them. He feels that he's small. If you make yourself small toward a certain society that you build it as well, just like the mother and father, then you'll get that same attitude, that same security. You'll have to pay for it. And what? In your dedication. What dedication? Your dedication to that connection with everyone. What is that dedication? That you want to connect with everyone in one society where everyone's equal, where everyone's concerned, where everyone's in mutual connection, and it's a feeling. It's not that we need to develop it like it's possible, but it's the things that come with it, but you'll have to do it. Therefore, I said, you'll have to build a system that's called Mommy and Daddy, and it will be superior to you, and you'll be below it, connected with everyone, with your neighbors and everything. You attempt to connect, and then the system will influence you with all good. You build it together. So I'd like to conclude. Our subject today was happiness and security. After we understood that lack of security is one of the main reasons for lack of happiness, so we're looking for security. And now I'd like you to conclude what we learned today in connection with that. Just describe the picture that I'm the person that lives on the 19th floor. I have nothing else to suggest to you. There can be security on the 19th floor up to the 17th floor. So conclude it for me. If I want to have happiness and security, nobody can give a person security, and it can't be bought, and you can't pay some tax or something to acquire it. We see that all those things are completely erased. You're just paying money. Maybe you don't have any choice. I have to pay those taxes. But those systems that you build won't help you. The true security will come from a feeling, of connection with others. And from that connection with them, you'll begin to feel warmth. You'll begin to feel that there's some burning ball, warm, that's warming me, it's the love of the mother that I felt. It's that same power of father that I felt behind me, that I'll be able to spoil myself and go wild, and they'll always be there to protect me, to help me with everything. I need to build a system after I leave mother and father, to the extent that I advance in life. From my teens and onward, I have to build or get into such a society that somebody else already prepared, but I participate in it, and I already reach superior mother and father. And a person always has to be this way, always. That's what we need to do. Thank you, Rav Lightman. Our time is up. We have to conclude. Thank you, Tal. Thank you for being with us. You can't buy security with money, only in the connection between us. Let's think about it till next time. New Life. All the best.